keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All right, to Nashville. Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK, and we are in the final hour of the Radiothon, the 14th annual, but not the final hour of giving and donating to support the station. So we just kick off the fall fun drive with the Radiothon for 48 hours to get your attention. But during the whole month of October, you will be hearing us remind you of why it's important to get the gifts in to support the station, because number one, we want to continue to bless the community and do the things we do. And we have the things in the studios and station that we have as a result of the years of fundraising the Radiothon has been doing at WFSK since its inception. That was the purpose of it being created when, you know, the Lord said so, and he strengthened me with this craziness that I have in me to get this done, because I know, you probably had the stations with corporate that you worked at, mm-hmm. and there wasn't going to be any kind of foolishness like what they do or what we do over here.
That's right.
It wasn't.
No, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
so,
right.
I mean, when I was talking to him about it, he says, this is okay. Because, you know, we've worked together for a long time. And
forever.
Yeah, it seems like it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So can I claim you on my taxes now? since all my other kids are grown.
Can I get a cut?
A nice Christmas gift, maybe.
Yeah.
But anyway, having said that, I wanted to make sure when this fundraiser happened and was developed, because, you know, Hazel O'Leary was president. And I had to present, you know, they didn't tell me when they hired me here that I had to do what I had to do. I did it because I felt compelled and God said so, because yes. There wasn't no force. Nobody said this is, no, it wasn't like that.
Right.
I saw how the condition the place was in, and Phyllis, I know you know it, and have seen the change come as a result of the fundraising.
Yes.
So that's what those dollars have helped to do. And Phyllis, you've seen the studios change dramatically, the entire radio station.
Yes, the whole floor of the boys' hall.
Everything
has
up here.
Changed dramatically.
Yes, yeah.
It's like night and day.
Absolutely.
From the time you started.
Absolutely.
Until this moment,
absolutely.
Which is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
What these funds are for. That's an investment.
It is. And the community can look and see what they've helped to build.
That's yes. right.
This is the house the community built.
Indeed.
And that's why I invite y'all up here to see it. Because mm-hmm. I got tired of people asking me when I first came, I gave $5. I don't know what they did with it. I'm like, no, you're not talking about no $5 from 1972.
Come on.
Seriously. Do you really want me to be accountable for that?
Mm. And you know what? And let those $5
call me now.
And we want to show you your five plus 500 other five.
Yes. There you go.
Is what did it.
Yes.
Not your slither alone,
right.
But your five with 500 other fives multiplied gave us this.
Absolutely.
So you want to see what your $5 has done.
Yes.
Then this is it. So if you can get your $5 and you get 500 more people to give $5, claim your space.
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
Without just raising a lot of sand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Claim your space with what you've done.
Well, after I finished with my paragraph, I never heard that again from somebody, because I had to remind them, did you go to Kroger's and ask them what they did with the money you spent when you went in there and spent all your money, or did you ask the shopping center what they, okay, so did you ask Sears and Roebuck
mm-hmm.
what they did with, okay, so you didn't.
Right.
All right.
Right.
So I'm sitting here and new at this job as a black woman, mm-hmm. and you mad about something from 1944,
mm-hmm.
and then you're going to ask me about $5 that you, and I mean, when I finished my paragraph.
Listen.
I never heard that word again.
Never.
Yes.
Bring it on home, my sister.
Well, I have to let people know that when black people expect us to do things, then they don't have any expectation for mainstream to do them.
Right.
That's wrong.
Right. I mean,
that's
folk
wrong.
In my generation will say, we need you to keep that same energy.
Yeah.
We want you to keep that same energy with them
yeah.
in terms of accountability
that you have with us.
Uh-huh. But, you know, one of the reasons I'm going to not defend, but just put in this other perspective.
Yes, ma'am.
Because as I keep saying, we want you to invest in WFSK. And while we're having this conversation, please don't hesitate to give us a call at 615-329-8754 or 615-329-8810. But we have very few places where we can touch people who make a difference.
Right.
Yes, Lord.
So we can't, when Sears Roebuck was operational, bless Sears' heart, we can't touch Mr. Sears and Mr. Roebuck, who was a black man we want to talk about.
Right.
We can't touch those other people. We can't get to them.
Yeah.
So when there's somebody who we perceive to be in authority who's making a difference in our society
yeah.
that we can touch, we complain and we forget that we can also compliment.
Amen. Right.
So in touching, I can't get to the general manager of the TV stations mm-hmm. or the other radio stations. And we want to point out that you're the only female general manager of a radio station.
African-American.
Only, that's right. I always just put out there the yeah. only one. She always has to correct me.
Well, I don't think there's any other radio ones.
I
know television, but I don't think radio.
We talked about that one time. We might be right,
yeah.
but since we don't have the verifiable facts, we'll just say we know she's the only African-American female who's the general manager of a radio station in this entire metropolitan Nashville area.
Well, that's all right, Jesus. And it can be just one. Okay, I'm cool with that.
But you're bringing up others. You're bringing up others.
Yeah.
But see, we see you in the grocery store.
Yes, ma'am.
We see you at church.
Yes.
So we come to you, and many who may come and complain only listen to the station a 1 hour once a week.
Yes.
And then we want to complain about our $5.
Oh, yeah.
So, but these other people, we don't even see.
Yeah. Never
see them. So in the touch, we have to realize that if you want to complain, you take your chances with Sharon Kay. But you will also can compliment.
Yes.
And she will embrace that.
Well, that's important. The early days.
Yes.
See, I'm in my 14th year here.
Yes.
I do not hear that stuff anymore. Okay.
Yes.
That was in the first couple of months I was here.
Mm-hmm.
And people wasn't clear. They didn't know and all that. And I said, you know what? I got to show y'all what I'm working with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the phone, we want to welcome in to our final hour, Reverend Orlando Westbrooks. He is the founder and pastor of Change Church at 1001 North Fifth Street. Reverend Westbrooks, good morning.
Good morning.
All right.
How are you guys doing?
All right. How are you this morning?
I'm heavenly.
You having a heavenly day?
You better know. It's a great day and good to hear you guys out there chiming in and helping our community the way y'all do. I'm just so proud of y'all. And Sharon, you know you're my number one ace.
I know.
Even if we don't fly together. We all right. And I don't like flying on airplane because seats are too small, but people don't complain about that. They pay to go to Florida and be trusted up, but they want to complain about getting information.
Mm.
I'm not going to go there. Mm. How y'all doing?
Go there. Go on there. We want you. We're going to ride with you.
All that money.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Rev, I know you can tell the story because he's been listening to me on the air for many years.
Yeah.
Many years. Yeah, since almost day one.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, ma'am.
I've been on the air in Nashville for 33 years.
And
he knows my name. He doesn't call me somebody else's name or whomever. He knows this name of this person right here, Sharon Kay. He knows me. And Reverend Westbrooks, every year, Phyllis, when you're in here, we're finishing our closing up. He gives every year.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, there's no sense in you just calling at the end. We need to hear from you during this because we know you know how to, put your money where your mouth is. But you have testimonies of your own, and you also have long supported this work that we're doing, and you give every time we have a fund drive. And a lot of people don't know that about you, so I wanted you to just spend a few moments this morning Tell us where Change Church is. You're the founder and pastor, and why you support what it is we're doing here at WFSK.
Well, that's easy, Sharon K, because I believe in something my uncle told me when I was a real young lad, and my church is Change Church, 1001 North 5th Street, Nashville, Tennessee. And we are a church that come in to train up to go out. And you are putting a message out there for people. I know how difficult it is because anytime you do right, wrong follows. Mm-hmm. But you have been doing, and I can't leave out my ex-man. That's my ex-man. Mm-hmm. I can't leave out the fact that you all impact, not just on a Sunday morning and change the genre up of the music, but all through the week, especially on Wednesdays, and the 411 with Sharon Kay. You try to bring people in to enlighten us, all of the listeners of this station, no matter what we look like. And I'm so proud of you guys. And I really want you to know that just that day out in the streets, you all out in the streets. And everybody asked me, I said, yeah, Sharon Kay, she got the 411 for you. And that's what we're saying. And that's on the side of knowing that she's going to bring it to you straight. Yeah. It may not be your opinion, but you're going to bring it to us straight.
Amen.
That's
right.
And that's what we need in this life. But I really am truly blessed and honored not only to know you guys, but you guys even honor me as far as being there with you. If I got 2 minutes, I want to say something.
Go ahead.
But all I want to say is that all of you listening right now, this is a worthy cause. They don't pay me to say this. I'm not a paid actor. I'm not a very literate guy that you want to hear. But I'm going to say this to you, Nashville, or wherever you're listening, over this beautiful world. This is one of the one and only places that I know that have grown. They've grown from my 70s listening and even to my 2000s, that you can come and you can hear a good selection of quality music and also get and be informed on what's going on around you. Mm-hmm. So anybody listening, if you would, reach into your pocket, and I'm going to say this last thing. Then the Bible says, you know, we got to get Bible on you. The Bible says that there were two men that went to the temple to pray. When they went to the pray, one was a tax collector and one was a Pharisee. Mm-hmm. They went to the temple to pray, and the Pharisee got to bragging about everything he did. He fasted. He gave money. But the tax collector, he sat there and watched it. And when he got through, when the Pharisee got through bragging, mm-hmm. the tax collector just looked up to heaven and said, I'm not worthy to go in. Mm. But he beat his chest up and said, oh, Lord, have mercy. Mm. And I want you all to know that this is a place that if you're hurting Nashville, if you're hurting, listen to this, because they bring in a lot of good topics. Mm-hmm. Black people, we need help with this suicide. Mm-hmm. Listen to WFSK. Mm-hmm. Get in touch with Sharon Kay, call me. But this is a worthy cause. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to keep you. I'm not going to bend your ear. But WFSK is a worthy cause. Mm-hmm. And you know y'all got mine. I'm not a PayPaler, but you know my money's there.
Yes, I do know that.
Thank you.
I do know that.
And Yeah,
and Rev, and something else that he does, and every time he leaves this message, it's always an encouragement. he leaves a message, and one of my students, my newer students, took the message for me because I was on another line one day. You call Reverend Westbrook, and the message he leaves for me all the time is simply, how the heaven are you? Okay. And so, Pastor, listen, my student wrote down exactly what you said. And
all right.
Yeah, because I teach them how to take messages, write clearly, ask them who they know, what their name is, how to spell it, the date, the time, put your initials down, and then bring it and put it, tear it out of the book and put it on my desk, please. And don't wait till next week or tomorrow. So when she laid it on the thing, she said, I don't know this man or what it was he wanted, but he just said to say, how the heaven are you? And I just died laughing. I said, oh, that's Reverend Westbrook. So, okay, I got it.
Yes, ma'am.
But, you know,
yes, ma'am.
It made the students smile, too, because they were, like, afraid to tell me that this man, we didn't know what he wanted. He just said, how the heaven are you? And Rev, now they all know that that's you when you call. Yeah, because you, that's encouraging for me. In the middle of my day, and I get this how the heaven are you sometime during the week, and I just have to say, you know, how the heaven am I? I'm grateful to be here on this side.
Oh, and Lord, don't start. Yeah, don't start nothing.
Yeah, and you,
don't start nothing.
Yeah.
Don't mean that. Because I know it's a good thing. I woke up this morning, Nashville.
Yeah.
I can read my own name, and you can read your own name. We got to be more grateful to the one who is the one and only accomplisher.
Yeah.
We got to be more grateful.
Yeah. Yeah.
But listen, you guys go on and don't y'all fool with me, because I'm just fooling around with you all. I love you.
Yeah.
I love you.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Now,
God
what time,
keep you.
What time keep doing is the
what
service? What time
no
is
matter
the
what they say.
Hey, Rev, what
don't
time?
Ever listen to what they say. You always watch what people do.
Yeah.
Don't ever listen to what they say. You watch what they do. And God be blessing you and shining upon you and the station.
Yeah.
And it's man. You are my main man.
Thank you, sir.
And, Rev, what time is your service today?
Oh, the service today, Sunday school is at 9:45, and regular worship is at 11 o'clock a.m.
Okay.
And Wednesdays we do Bible studies.
Uh-huh.
We have it in our church at 6:30.
Yeah.
But we've been doing salvation out in the communities now. We go take it out of the people's homes. We just left Tribeca. Nazareth College, they called us, and they want us to come back.
Okay.
So we're teaching on salvation. Amen?
Amen.
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 Thank you, Reverend Orlando
Westbrook.
Thank
you all.
Okay. Thank you.
And I'll be up there with a piece of paper in my hand for you.
I know you
now
will.
You're going to meet me this. I know. You're going to get one of them meet me downstairs.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
you know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah, I do. And that's,
okay.
I'm always happy to make that trip, okay? Thank
okay.
you. All right. Have a blessed day.
Y'all do the
okay.
same here.
Bye, Reverend. Have a wonderful day.
All right, God bless.
God bless. I really think that's a nice perspective because so often we go the opposite of heaven and say how the are you?
Right.
And so it's such a positive reflection, and it causes you to say, what did you say? Like the student, how the heaven are you?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
that puts you in a positive mood.
It does, and I laugh every time I read it.
Yeah.
I mean, he'll just leave
that's
a message
so
sometime.
You wait till I get the Greater Bethel this morning. I'm going to go right up to Reverend Reed and say, how the heaven are you today?
Yeah.
He's going to say,
oh, where you been?
But I really enjoy that. I look forward to meeting Reverend Orlando Westbrook.
He usually calls in towards the end and gives over on the phone.
Mm-hmm. I remember that now.
Yeah. Every year he calls in and gives. He listens to all of us talking and all that kind of stuff.
And that's what we were talking about. All those ministers who benefit from the publicity that they get from this station.
Yeah. So many.
And you don't consider it
so
robbery.
Many. So many.
Yeah, not considering it robbery to just invest just a little bit of the coins.
There are so many churches that when I do the roll call, I have my students just start on going back. Because, you know, the pastor's roundtable on this show is monthly.
Yes.
And then in the original days when I did the Pastor's Roundtable, it was quarterly. Mm-hmm. So the 401 show has been doing Pastor's Roundtables for 18 years. So I done seen some preachers up in here, and they've been on and promoting their messages and their ministries and talking about Thus Said the Lord and all that. And their upcoming thises and thats, and then we talk about the issues of the community.
Right.
But I would feel like I would love for some of them that have been blessed by being up here to call us now at 615-329-8810, 615-329-8810, or call us at 615-329-8754. And Phyllis, they should send a love gift up to you, just like what you just said, right?
Yes, exactly. And they can also go on Facebook. I mean, go on, send an email.
Yeah, go on to the station website.
Yes. and send a message that way if they can't, if they don't have time to talk, but they can send a little text and make a pledge, make their commitment, and your staff will follow up on that
definitely.
So that's important. And this is not just, this is a lot of hard work. You can, if you were here and around, you would see all the preparation that has gone into from the restaurants and organizations that have donated food for this 48 hours.
Do you have the sponsor list in there? In
I don't
packet?
Know if it's in this. I'm sure it is.
Yeah, you'll see your sponsors in that packet there. And I want you
about
to,
those,
to read your sponsors there. And Tim, they might be in yours.
It's in mine.
Okay, Phyllis,
and
tell us who they are.
Oh, my goodness, I can't read. I need some, where's my water? I need some water to read all this list. So, Tim, we're going to get together on
this. Phyllis, you do left side, and Tim, you do the right side. Okay,
we've got Penn Station East Coast Subs. Ooh, I missed that. Shaunakee Entertainment. Ed's Fish and Spaghetti, a mainstay.
They have been with us for 14 years as a sponsor.
Oh, my goodness. And Goro Music Marketing.
Gaurav. Yes, yes, our friends.
Kingdom Cafe and Grill right here on historic Jefferson Street.
We were swollen by the time that when
that food was.
We were swollen because we just, pigs on the blanket, man.
Oh,
we just,
my goodness.
Oh, they just laid us out.
Did they lay us? Well, Kingdom Cafe and
praise the Lord.
The proprietor is Pastor Jones' son now.
And he looks just like him.
They could go for twins.
You know, when Ray was over here, I said, "Now, are you sure that wasn't you reincarnated down here? Because he looks just like."
And they talk alike. Oh, if your back
ridiculous.
Is to them,
yeah.
you can't tell. Their voices are just alike.
Lord.
He's doing a wonderful job.
Yeah.
ASL Music Media and Promotion. And Daphne's Delectable Catering.
That's your breakfast this morning.
Okay. And I've been taking little spoon bites. When this 48th hour ends, I'm going to eat grits like never before. And then there's Newly's on my list. Go ahead,
and
Tim.
Newly's is Farmer's Market.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what that is?
They were Louisiana.
Yeah, they're
okay.
from Louisiana.
Yeah, so they sent us Beth, the owner, and I'm going to have her on the show one day to tell her story about how that restaurant is actually 70 years old. I didn't know it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and how she actually ended up being this a cashier there and ended up owning it.
Wow.
You see how God's grace covers
you. Yeah, and I go there for business lunches.
Uh-huh.
And a friend of mine, that's what her favorite place is. So, and then it became my favorite place because they make the best onion rings.
Oh, they do, yes.
And so she sees me two or three times a year.
Yes.
And the person I was with said, you know, you need to ask Beth to get you some sandwiches, Sharon. I said, no, I want to ask Beth for some gumbo.
There you go.
Okay, I'm going to the neighborhood. I want to be in some red beans and rice, Jesus. So, because she was thinking sandwiches. I'm thinking I got to feed these crowds of people up here.
Yes.
And so Beth, when I told her about it, she's like, yeah, of course, what y'all need? And so this year they came on new, and that is our neighbors down at the farmer's market at Newly's. And everybody enjoyed that gumbo, Louisiana gumbo, and red beans and rice yesterday, courtesy of Newly's.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And we started our day with Penn Station and Slim and Husky. That's how we started.
Okay.
So it was downhill slide for the whole weekend. All we've been doing is gaining weight. I had lost a few pounds, but thank you to all of our sponsors.
Oh,
I got them all back.
Indeed.
And then we have more food, right, Tim?
Yes, we did. We have some more sponsors here. Silver Sands is one of our sponsors.
They have been Miss Sophia and the gang. That's another restaurant that's been around 70 years.
Yes, indeed.
And she has been with us for quite some time, and she's very honored, she said, to support us and what we do. And I want to say this to Miss Sophia and the gang. When I first dealt with her some years back, her result was instant. When we ran her spots, the people came in there. She said, "Sherry, white people isn't at the stage." I said, "I know they do."
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "They came in here and said they heard it on Fisk."
There you go. There you, go.
You never know.
Yes,
see,
yes.
Isn't that what Christianity and religiosity is all about?
Yeah.
The way, what did Pastor Orlando Westbrook just said, not what you say, it's what you do.
That's it.
And you never know who's watching, who's listening. Yeah. Sometimes the only God people know is the God they see in you.
Yeah, yeah.
So it is so important.
Yeah.
You never know who's listening, and then they're coming into Silver Sands saying, I heard you on that Fifth Station.
Right.
Whatever it's called, that Fifth Station.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And that restaurant been there 70 years.
Yeah.
And that person
right in
never
that
heard
spot.
Of it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So come on, ahead. Tim. We're going to talk about food all
yes,
day.
Indeed.
We won't get no work done, will we?
Talking my language. Panache Catering.
Panache Catering. Daryl Dining.
Yeah.
Man, they killed us yesterday with that great food.
Oh,
Jesus.
Oh,
ooh, X, was it good? I mean, come on, testify, son. Okay, that's all you can say. You just say.
Just shaking his head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, got you. All right,
indeed.
Thanks. Tim, what you got?
Mac Avenue Records.
Mac Avenue sent us some of the best. We had the Errol Garner Vaulted Collection, Errol Garner's releases just came out. Oh, man, Vail Johnson is back.
Hello.
Vail brought CDs for everybody.
Oh, wonderful, yes.
Vail is Kenny G's bass player.
Okay. Outstanding.
And he lives in Nashville.
Okay.
Oh, he's been playing for Kenny G for 30 years.
Oh, my goodness.
And he comes to the Radiothon every year.
All right.
And he was here yesterday to help us.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and thank you, Vail. Say good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, wait a minute. That's all.
All right.
Now, we have church people in here, so be good today, okay? No clowning today. Be good.
Clown on.
No, because he was cutting up yesterday. He was cutting up so hard, we had trouble concentrating.
Let me just interrupt. He's the cut up, so he won't cut up. I will. Okay. American Baptist College is having its celebration this Thursday with the celebrating the 95th year of the college and the 20th year of the president, Forrest E. Harris. Mm-hmm. And you are the bass player for Kenny G.
Yes,
our
ma'am.
Theme for this is music. So how many of these CDs you want me to put in the silent auction? There's my point.
There we go.
All right. Just one, Sharon.
As many as you want.
Okay.
There's more.
Yes. Oh, it is. Yeah, okay. It is.
That is nice.
And
I
can get you a whole CD basket.
Okay.
That would be great. Those will be inside.
Okay, We just had to throw that in. We're talking about food. Nice to meet you.
Bell was on his going on his motorcycle. He said he would drop him off.
And you seriously did
what you said, too.
I did, but it was raining today. It's supposed to rain a little later, so I took my motor home out instead to get a little give it a little exercise.
Okay, this is the toned down side, because yesterday we was just completely off the chain crazy. But, Bell, did you have a good time yesterday?
I had a great time. But you know that not to put anything in front of me that I can play with next time I'm on. They had that tool kit out here, and so I had the tools out. I had the jumper cables out.
I was
trying to jump start the guitar player with the cables. And she was so professional, she didn't even look at me. She's like, nope, I'm not paying attention to him at all.
There is an actual RV in the parking lot.
That's mine.
Yeah, that's
him. He's giving the RV some exercise.
Yeah, it needs a little exercise.
Well, we're glad you're here no matter which way you came.
Oh,
what mode of transportation is such a pleasure.
And how many years have you been playing with Kenny?
33 years now.
My goodness. You all both are so young.
Indeed.
You started when you were three.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, and plus that Vail lives in Nashville, in Franklin, I guess, right?
That's right. That's right.
Music Row. That's the Music Row, Franklin.
Oh, yeah.
And so when I found that out, I'm like, well, you need to come on over. So he's been coming over every Radiothon for some years.
Okay.
That's part of the Saturday you don't see, Phyllis.
Yes.
Right. See, I mean, every day is like a different set of people that you don't, you know. So, and Kenny, Bill, this is the Sunday side that you don't see.
Okay, I should have dressed better.
No, you're good.
I've got a good outfit on for radio.
Yeah. Look, you're covered up. That's all that matters.
But I just, I appreciate you for doing what you said, and we will make sure the music gets in the hands of the people here and some others.
All right.
We're here yesterday that heard you, and we'll take care of them as well.
Excellent. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Where are you going in the RV? Just wherever?
I'm just going to bomb around a little bit.
Okay.
Like I said, to give it a little exercise. They want to be used, so I haven't used it in a little bit.
Well,
so.
Do that and have a good time. And don't get any speeding tickets while you're out.
I'll try to keep it on the down low.
There you
but, by the way, I do a solo version just bass and vocal of How Great Thou Art. And I would love to come and do that sometime for you.
Yeah.
I would love to come and do that.
Yeah. He should come Christmas.
It's the Christmas party.
Yeah, you should come if you're in town. Yeah.
I'm home the 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th. Of
well, the Christmas
and then I'm out again. Wednesday.
I'm going to be setting the date soon. Yeah. I'll let you know.
Okay. You let me know.
Whenever
but
I have to work around Kenny G's travel schedule.
Yes. Because
he's on the road more than he's here.
Yeah, I'm out to
shoot. So, I'll get with you on that.
Okay. I would love to come down and do that. It's really fun.
Our live Christmas party is just nuts. It's off the chain crazy.
All right.
But it's beautiful. It's spontaneous and beautiful. So, I'll be in touch.
Great. Thanks very much.
Okay. Thank you, Bale.
Now, when is your next gig with Kenny G? When are you leaving?
Wednesday in Boston.
Wonderful.
That's a good time. Where are you playing in Boston?
Yeah, I don't even know.
I just go.
I just know get to the airport at such and such a time, and then gigs just happen, and then eventually I go home.
Okay.
And I know your wife is glad to see you when you finally get there, right?
Yeah, she's glad to see me when I'm actually out on the road making money.
Definitely. Yeah.
She's glad to see that.
A lot of that. But give Kenny our love.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Okay, thank you, Bale.
Thanks, everybody.
My daughter's in Boston. I'm going to tell her to look it up.
Definitely.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Bye. All right.
Bye, baby. All right. Okay.
Now, we got some more food to talk about.
That's right. Go ahead.
Yes, we do.
We got sidetracked.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, Mac Avenue Records.
Yes, yes.
We had our music vault. It was hundreds of CDs out there that people chose from, specifically Mac Avenue, their top label, Straight Ahead Jazz. So people were treated to some Wynton Marsalis and Christian Sands and all these great people, Terrence Blanche, all these great people in music because of our relationship with the label. So when you see these music people, it's as a result of them. Our music vault just runs over with music. So we thank them and Future Groove Promotions as well for their support.
Yes.
Now, who's next, Tim?
Oh, well, next on the list is one of my personal favorites, Slim and Husky's Pizza.
All right.
I don't know if you notice from this distance, I definitely am a big fan of Slim and Husky's.
I think all of Nashville has its rim around them now. Right?
We are so proud of those young men and what they've done.
Well. Yeah.
I do want to give a shout out Clinton Gray, Junior, or is it senior? Lord, I'm getting them mixed up. Who is the father of one of the owners and who was instrumental in being our connector and liaison with their contribution this year.
Yes.
And I want to thank Clint for being my friend.
Can we
and
give him a hand, please?
Yeah. And, fathers know best.
Yes, they
and
do.
And then with that, he got his son involved. And they were able to bring some good food that we can brag about.
Amen.
And anytime I have company in town from out of town, we always go to Slim and Husky.
Definitely.
And there's always an owner around and we take pictures because we're so proud. And of course, now they have a store in Atlanta. There's another one.
My sister's been there several
Antioch,
times.
And they're getting one.
She said it's packed all the time.
Oh, getting ready to do one in Memphis.
Yeah,
oh, that's right.
So we just wish them so much success
and
that God covers them as they strive to do this. But to have that entrepreneurial spirit, to be willing to work together and step out.
Mm-hmm.
And when they first opened the store on Buchanan, they hired people in the neighborhood.
Right in the neighborhood.
And we're talking about investment.
Yes.
So they cared and they were really investing
in
themselves and were proud of that product called Slim and Huskies and what it can do. So we congratulate
and
them.
And I'm proud to have them with us because I had asked a couple of times as soon as they opened, they got they were so overwhelmed with people that they couldn't respond fast enough to the request. Because I like the neighborhood. I like to deal within our neighborhood.
Right.
Because we have so many resources within this area.
That's right.
Over here where university is.
Mm-hmm.
So I reach out to everybody that's in our neighborhood. Kingdom Cafe right down the street.
It's been with you for a number of years.
Ed's Fish right down the street.
That's right.
I mean, Slim and Hustle right down the street. Silver Sands right down the street. Because our neighborhood needs to get some love sometime, too.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's the goal of the project, okay?
So,
to expose people to what it is they do and how great they are at what they do.
Absolutely.
So we thank them this time for joining us for the first time.
Yeah,
what else you got?
Papa Clint.
Yeah, definitely.
What they call him? Uncle Clint.
Uncle Clint.
Well, we're claiming him in the family now.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, so we've also got Trippin' in Rhythm Records.
Yes, our friends.
Absolutely. Dolls Family Cafe.
And they're here for the first time.
Yeah. Where is that?
It's on 2501 Gallatin Road.
That's right. That's how
I
Madison.
Do you remember that like
Madison.
That?
Because yeah. I'm a professional. Yes. And yes. I got skills.
And
I'm delirious right now. Yeah. So yes, I've said indeed. It so much. Uh-huh. Yes. Before we finish, let's get Helen on the phone. Is this Helen?
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. I was just wanting to know the name of the church that Orlando Westbrook's pastors.
Oh, okay. The church is called Change Church.
Say that again.
Change, Change.
Oh, okay.
Change.
All right. Thank you.
You want his phone number?
No, I just need the name of the church.
Oh,
that's
okay.
All
right.
Okay.
Did you want to say good morning to any of us? Like, hello, how we doing?
You're on the air.
Good morning to
you're on the air. So you know, you're on the air, Miss Helen.
This university is the okay. station for information.
Oh, yes,
and
ma'am.
All the above.
Yes, ma'am. All right, have a blessed day.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. She wanted to talk to go to wherever he is.
Yeah,
so what's that?
Yeah.
I love that.
That's the power of the radio, by the way.
Yeah, so it shows you people are listening.
Yeah,
people are
definitely listening. And I just want to say a quick word about Don's Family Cafe.
Give us the name of this
2501C Gallatin Road.
Go on with it. She's not looking at notes.
I'm
she
not,
really
I
has
see,
this committed to memory.
Most of the stuff I do up here,
I'm
in
so impressed.
It's everything.
Right,
yeah. Because I have to kind of roll like that because we're going a continuous roll. And I've been doing radio for so long, I can't help it. I'm just obsessed with knowing it. They just took care of us yesterday, unbelievably. And one of the musicians that just recently was here last night that did our concert for us, our free concert. Phyllis, you missed the concert. We had a jazz concert up here last night in the studio in there.
Oh,
and he performed, and everybody was just blown. They were like, I never, ever have experienced anything like this before in my life. And if you were listening, you would have thought you were at an outdoor concert.
Oh, yes.
But he was playing, and they were just sitting there with their mouth wide open because this is a live radio studio.
Mm-hmm.
That never happens in our business.
That's right.
That
That's
you
right.
have a live something like that. And he was fascinated by hot water cornbread. Okay, he was like, he started singing a song about hot water cornbread.
Yeah.
I mean, and then he started singing about macaroni and cheese. I said, now you know what? This is way too much. And he's a smooth jazz guitarist, and we just got so tickled. He blended in the foods in his mini concert he was doing in there because he had just had a soul experience. And he said, I never tasted anything like this before. He's from the West Coast. And I never tasted anything like this before. And he said, what is this? And we were telling him. And, you know, it's just like with us. It's just like saying hot chicken. It's hot water cornbread. And he's like, he took a picture, posted it on Facebook. I mean, dude, this was serious.
It was an experience.
Wanted to share it with everybody. Have you ever seen anything like this before? And so when she came up just to say hello and see how we were doing, he wanted to take her picture, too, because she's the lady that sent the hot water cornbread, and she sent this and that and the other. But that's what having things up here does for people, because we expose a lot of people that would never come in contact with some of these places and some of these people, like Vale.
Right.
You would have never met Vale just meeting him. I mean, he's sitting right here next to you.
Mm-hmm.
But you have seen him playing behind Kenny G on the stage where you paid $75 for the ticket you'd
exactly.
have seen him. But we have friends like that, this station does.
Yes.
So they were just at the Soul Food, all the musicians that were here, they had seen Soul Food and things in our realm for the first time. They were like, wow. You know, I mean, it's in like turnip greens and green beans and all that kind of stuff, you know. And
yes.
They were like, man, y'all got the best fundraiser, Sharon Kay. I said, this is how we do it in
That's
our neighborhood
right.
over
That's
here.
Right.
This is how we do it.
That's right.
So all of our good people that have supported us with the in-kind gifts to support our volunteers and our workers here at the Radiothon. And Phyllis, you missed. There was so much you missed. We had a spontaneous wine tasting on Friday night.
Mm.
We had an African-American company Twist, I think it's Twisted Cork or something like that. They did an impromptu in the hallway, and people were like, who does this? Yes. And I mean, I'm like, you know, some people that gave, they got the sample and find out about a new black business. And I mean, it was just so.
It's wonderful.
Such a connector. Yeah.
Oh,
such
yeah.
A connector.
Now, we could connect that to the community to know that in order for us to continue to be like that,
yes.
We still got to pay bills here,
that's
y'all.
Right. That's right.
And that's real. Mm-hmm. And in order to maintain the radio station with that type of friendliness and atmosphere, you all have got to give and give larger and give more continuously. And Phyllis has given you several ideas today on how to get gifts in here, with making suggestions to the churches and the pastors. We've only had a couple of phone calls and no money yet. Something is wrong with Nashville right now. Y'all are either asleep or you're going to late service because you are not awakened. Usually we have some ministers calling in their donations, and I haven't seen or heard from any of them. Yesterday, Pastor Jones came by, and he gave, and he challenged others. Okay. And Fairfield did, and he gave, I think, at the one of the upper levels, and was challenged.
Okay.
And then he had to increase it because he had it challenged back at him in the room. So hey, I was like, oh, okay, hey. That's how you do it.
That is how you do it.
And our president came by yesterday, and he gave in the presidential level.
Okay. Yes.
So in saying all that, Tim, is there some people that you want to challenge today?
Absolutely. I got my gift in hand at present.
Oh,
yes,
amen. Well, go on and tell everybody what it's going to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I challenged the members of my class in class of 2002 and all of the Fisk University classes here in Nashville. I've got my gift here in studio with me, and I am prepared to give it right now. I am excited to offer the opportunity to others here in the community to go ahead and give and contribute to Fisk University and specifically to WFSK.
Yeah.
I love the station. I love what they're doing, and I'm so honored to be here for the first time to be able to be a part of the closing team, and I couldn't come here and participate without giving a gift.
Amen.
Myself.
And
so I wanted to make sure that my contribution was there as well.
And
so,
thank you.
And we'll take a picture of that gift.
Yeah, we do. Next to his card. Because then I'll tell the people that, and you challenge who, Tim?
Yes, absolutely. I challenge the members of my class here at Fisk University, class of 2002. I challenge the members of the community who are community organizers, who care about good news and good content, to come out and contribute to WFSK.
We're going to take a picture of this and put it on the station Facebook page.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
And that's class of what?
That's class of 2002.
Okay, so class of 2002, you have a $100 challenge.
Come on, y'all.
From one of your classmates, Tim Hughes, and he's challenging you to meet it or beat it.
That's
and
right.
I say, y'all think you the bomb, beat it.
Come on, let's beat it.
I think you think you the bomb, beat it. And Tim, also we want to encourage any former Jubilee singers to give.
That's right. I know that there are going to be several Jubilee singers that are on campus for Jubilee Day who are going to be at the Jubilee ceremony or the commemoration here at 10 o'clock. So come by the station.
Yeah.
Stop by and make a contribution.
And also, we want to thank, and I'm going to save you for just a minute, Phyllis. We want to thank Reverend Keith
Caldwell.
Yes.
President of the Nashville chapter of the NAACP.
Now, he did not challenge anybody from the NAACP. He talked a lot about his own money and his own organization, but I'm going to have to get Keith back so he can tell the NAACP members, look, y'all,
these
people support us, for goodness sakes.
Let's do what
do likewise.
That's right.
Do NAACP people, y'all know we love you. We support you in all things, but we need you to drop something here and bless us so we can continue to bless you.
Absolutely.
And so I'm going to have him do that.
Indeed.
But you're part of the organization.
That's right.
So you can do it for him.
As a representative of the NAACP, I definitely issue the challenge, particularly to those who are in the Nashville branch of the NAACP, make a contribution today.
Absolutely. A tax-deductible donation to support WFSK. We want to thank also this morning Lisa Spells, who came and got us started with the her $100 gift on behalf of the Cremona Strings Ensemble 2 and Development Group nonprofit organization, and also $100 from the LAS Therapy Network nonprofit. Laughter is the best medicine, health, and arts program. Those two donations, as well as I want to thank also in the that volunteered 3 days in a row, an alum who is here with us this morning that has been a complete blessing to us this year. Her name is Pamela Davis Turner.
Yeah.
She gave at the presidential level and is going to be a new sustainer.
That's right.
And with a annual gift that will bless us to a level that I am glad to finally see on this piece of paper. Yes. So bless the Lord for her. And that is Pamela Davis Turner.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. And Phyllis, let me hear you say what you got for us this morning, please. Who will you ask the challenge?
Well, you know, I can go across the board here, and
okay.
I think I will. First, I'm going to challenge all the people, all the members of my church, Greater Bethel. We are hosting the Tennessee Annual Conference on October 24th, and it's going to be at our church. So we will have ministers and members of other congregations in the Tennessee Annual Conference visiting with us. And we want to challenge all of them at who will be attending the Tennessee Annual Conference, as well as members of Greater Bethel,
mm-hmm.
to meet my challenge of $50 from each
all right,
member.
Y'all.
So we want
right.
to do that.
Yes.
We want to challenge all the individuals and professionals in communications. Because they know what this business is about, marketing and public relations,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and to donate to WFSK, because we all send our information to promote.
Yes, you do.
So
yes.
we want to challenge them as well. And then we want to challenge all the members of women's organizations
mm-hmm.
to come and be a part of this by putting this station in their annual budget.
Yes, absolutely.
And also everybody who graduated from American Baptist College.
Yes.
Let's do American
okay.
Baptist
Please,
College.
Lord.
Yes, because
we get they get 1,000 plugs up here all the time because everybody's
right.
graduated from there.
That's
yes.
right.
Yes.
So
the
they got to do the shout outs all the
right.
time.
Many yes. of the ministers just in this area
yes.
attended American Baptist College. And then that's, of course, my plug for the gala that's coming up this Thursday night. But we know that there is, we can invest in what we believe in.
Absolutely.
So we believe in American Baptist College, support that gala, and tickets, we still have a few tickets available. It's going to be at the Downtown Renaissance. Receptions at 5:30. The program begins at 7. And former president and activist Bernard Lafayette is
yeah.
the keynote speaker.
Wonderful.
And then the presenting speaker is Leonard Haynes, who worked at the U.S. Department of Education, who was instrumental in ABC becoming an HBCU.
Amen.
So all those people who benefited from that,
yes.
we want them to
them
support
to give.
Fisk.
Because we've been really supporting a lot of nonprofits and their activities.
Yes. yes.
But could y'all do some activity love for us?
Yes.
Could
oh,
you please,
coming.
All you nonprofits that have talked about your events on our fundraising weekend, That is not like normal. So I do it because I think it's important for you to get a blessing so that you can bless back.
Absolutely.
That's how it's supposed to work.
Absolutely.
And they
bless
will.
Back.
There is
yes.
no doubt.
And
that
I trust
will.
That you will because
they
you
will.
Said it was so.
Yes,
we also
will.
Want to thank some late night and early morning donors, Dr. Robert Wingfield for his gift. $50, Mr. George Thomas for his gift of $100, Mr. Daryl Hill for his gift of $50, and Dr. Kevin Rome Sr., of course, for his gift in our presidential level. Again, I want to mention my sister and brother-in-law, both at the $50 level in Conyers, Georgia, who listen online, and they know they hear me harping all the time that we got to pay for this online.
I'm sure
so
my,
I wish
mother,
y'all were
my
you.
Mother is listening in Conyers, Georgia.
Is
well.
She?
Yes,
hey,
yes.
Mama, what's her name? What's
Wanda, Wanda Hughes. Yes.
Hey, Wanda Hughes, good morning. How did your son do today? and we want to thank for his late night $150 gift, Dr. Charles and Dr. Hilda Williams from Cordova, Tennessee, the parents of Elizabeth Williams, and longtime friends of Sharon Kay. Mr. Gerald Houston for his $60 that he gave last night, as well as we also wish to thank, let me see whose name this is. Let me flip the page right quick.
While we're going through those, I just wanted to remind the listeners, we want you to call in at 615-329-8754 or 615-329-8810.
Mr. Joseph Watkins, we want to thank him for his $125 gift, and he's going to, I think, be a sustainer, as well as our new sustainer, Latanya, Leon, and Leon Chanel. with the U.S. Small Business Administration.
Excellent.
She gave
Tanya. Tanya's wonderful. We just had an SBA event on
this. Yeah, she was up
SBA.
Here yesterday, and she gave a
Tanya is gift, wonderful,
and she's going to be a sustainer. And of course, I mentioned Ms. Pamela Davis Turner, and she is going to. She's in the presidential level with her gift, and Ms. Judge Allegra Walker.
Yeah.
And she was up here last night with her gift and was on the air with us with her husband, and he's a listener of the station and loves it.
Wonderful.
And she also is going to be a new sustainer and is gave her gift last night and is going to be a new sustainer and will be giving us a monthly gift as well as county assessor or clerk Brenda Wynn.
She was
here and she gave her
county clerk.
She's going to be giving a monthly gift to the station.
Wonderful.
As well as what does Vivian do? She's
Vivian Wilhoyt.
Yeah,
the, I believe that she is in
not assessor but registrar or whatever.
Registrar.
No, she's not registrar of deeds.
It's something like that.
Property.
Yeah, something like that.
She's going to get me for saying it wrong.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But
don't worry, we said her name, Vivian Wilhoyt.
Yes.
And she was here with us and she gave her gift Friday. And she's going to be a sustainer and give a regular gift to the station.
Wonderful.
So we're sitting at close to, and there's so many names that we're going to be telling you all about, but we're sitting at close to $15,000 right now.
Wonderful.
And yes, all right, y'all. Yes. And there's much more coming because I know that we probably have an additional 5,000 or 6,000 more that'll be here.
Mm-hmm.
And that I know is coming. So
the station will be getting gifts through the end of the year.
Yes.
For this telethon.
Yeah.
We thank those people for
absolutely
that.
Absolutely.
Some
we
are
do.
Encouraged.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Toward the end of
absolutely
this
we do.
Mm-hmm.
And Reverend Orlando Westbrooks this morning for being with us by phone. And just let me go in one more minute of overdrive. The activity with the Jubilee Singers is today.
Yes, it will be happening today at 10 a.m.
In an hour.
That's right. Right down in, at the Fisk University Memorial Chapel.
And and who's the dean?
The dean of chapel is Jason
Curry.
Curry. Thank you. Thank you.
Dean Curry. And he's a friend of the station, and he's over whenever he has time.
Wonderful.
And that's where you worship.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
I worship there on a regular basis.
Okay. And Tim... tell our audience how to find out more about Black Voters Matter.
Absolutely. You can check us out on Facebook, on Twitter, and Instagram. Check out Black Voters Matter. And if you're looking specifically for me, Timothy Hughes, I'm the new statewide coordinator here in Tennessee, and we are galvanizing folk on the ground to make sure that the needs are met in this community.
Excellent. Phyllis?
I want to say two things in, connected to that. First of all, we've met the 48 hours. It's a few minutes after midnight.
All
and
right.
Sharon made it.
Yeah.
And our volunteers here.
Okay, Juanita.
Juanita.
Yeah.
And
Miss my mom in the kitchen, my spiritual mom, Miss Martha J. Brown.
They have hung with us, so we thank them for that.
And Lisa Spells and Pamela Davis Turner.
Rounding out this 48 hours, so we thank them.
And you, of course.
I didn't do what they did, but I'm the closer. But when you talk about Black Voters Matter, that coming up in 2020 is the census.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we don't want to forget that and how important that is because lines will be redrawn from that information.
Mm-hmm.
So it is critical that we participate in every way so that we are counted and our votes really matter. So I want to say that. And join us this Thursday night at... Downtown Renaissance Hotel for the, I can't say it now. So apparently I have been as tired as you. The American Baptist College 95th year of the college started in 1924.
Mm-hmm.
And the 20th year of the presidency of Dr. Forrest Harris.
Okay.
And we know that American Baptist was the bedrock of the think tank during the Civil Rights Movement.
That's right.
And right. so they did the strategy there because it was a private school, mm-hmm. so the governor couldn't kick the students out.
That's right.
And then they came to First Baptist and did further training with Dr. Lawson,
right.
and then they hit the streets.
Mm-hmm.
So American Baptist over there
and they
on
hit
that
the
Holy
from
Hill
this campus too.
Yes,
by the way.
Fisk, another private college yes, that yes. the law enforcement could yeah. not touch
right.
Through those ways. So we have four HBCUs yeah. in this community. And we need to lift them all up.
Absolutely.
In a population with roughly about 20% African Americans.
Yes.
And
right.
starting with Fisk, starting in
1800. 1866.
And then
right.
American Baptist, I think, is the youngest, starting in 1924, because mm-hmm. TSU was 1912.
Mm-hmm.
So that's important.
There's so much education in one city.
Yeah.
So much history.
So,
so much history.
And as you all talked about earlier, the name of Music City came from the Fisk Jubilee Singers.
That's right. Absolutely.
So, and the Queen of England.
Yeah.
So we must tell our story.
Yes. Yeah.
And we must tell it boldly
yeah.
and proudly.
Yes.
And this telethon helps us to do that.
This radiothon is a blessing.
Yes,
yeah.
I keep saying telethon.
Yeah,
I apologize.
That's okay. That's fine.
But it is a telethon because people are videoing and everything. But the phones will be open until when?
The phone, well, one thing for sure, online 24/7.
Online
24/7. You can give 24/7.
So, okay, you can give
you
online.
You can call as long as we're still here.
And then they can call back later in the week.
Yeah, because we're going to take a couple days rest.
Okay, really?
They can leave a voicemail.
Yeah, you can.
Leave a voicemail. Because
I do return calls, ladies and gentlemen. I do.
I call, but no one answered the phone.
I do return calls, but when you leave your number, say it. So I can understand it. Don't say that. I can't call you back then.
Well, go online.
Yes, please give it 615.
I left you a message. You didn't get my number.
It's hard to do sometimes. People are speaking fast, you know.
But we applaud you, Sharon, and your entire staff and the students for the work that you've done.
Thank you.
For continuing this telethon for 14 years. You've been here.
Since the day I hit the door.
Yeah.
I've been starting asking for money since the first
this telethon is important to this community and raises awareness to the college and certainly support that the FSK does provide.
Yes. WFSK is 46 years old. Well, we call it ages. And we're going to be planning soon our 50th birthday celebration for the station.
Starting now.
Yeah, we will be. I'll be pulling together my team,
my
committee to help me plan the shindig.
Because
we're going to have it not here. We're going to have it at a place, a nice place.
Yeah, probably a year-long event.
Oh, well, I don't know about that now.
Oh, sure.
Phyllis, you think so?
Yes, year-long. Something every month, until you get to the big shindig,
Well, you know, we did that at the sesquicentennial, and everybody was exhausted by the time. And we were like, what was we thinking, y'all? Do it.
Well, this time again, you revived.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
50
well,
is a major year.
It is.
It is.
For a black-owned media outlet, it's almost unheard of.
Yeah. Almost unheard of.
So not traded off.
One event won't do it justice.
No. Mm-hmm. Well, you're right about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Mm-hmm. We have to have
we have to have reminders.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. At least every month you have to have a reminder. Definitely.
Yes, indeed.
Well, I want you all to continue to call 615-329-8810, 615-329-8754 to make your donation. I knew he was going to call me right now. Presiding Elder, ex Pulleybone.
Yes.
Good morning. How are you?
Much better than I deserve.
Presiding Elder Troy Merritt.
That's my AME.
Yeah, and you know, we could not go through this day and not hear from you. So I was like, okay, come on, Presiding Elder, where are you calling in here? We wanted to hear from you because I know you have much love as alumni, and then you love us. So how are you this morning? You doing good?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead. Go ahead and talk to us.
I just wanted to say one of my comments is this. 37208. 37208. In the day, back in the day, this was a thriving zip code. High schools, junior highs, colleges, and I'm a product of all the HBCUs in Nashville in one way or another. Uh-huh. Born at Hubbard Hospital, Meharry, Pearl High School, American Baptist College student, Tennessee State student, and employee of Fisk uh-huh. and Tennessee State. And a graduate with 2 degrees from Fisk University. What mm-hmm. happened to us? And so keep up the good work, keep okay. inspiring us, and to let the people know that there's a spiritual and an academic connection in yeah. Nashville.
Yes, sir. Yes.
All over Nashville, all over Nashville. And we're all part of a great legacy and history and family. And I don't have all the words to be able to say thanks, because my junior high school, and even my elementary mm-hmm. Teachers, some of them were Fiskites, some of them were Tennessee State University. Mm-hmm. What it was A&I back then. And my brother, my wife, Tennessee State. I'm a Fiskite, and so. We all in that community was a big family, the way I look at it going yes, back. So God bless the work that's going on.
Thank you.
And my diva sister, she knows I love Phyllis.
Love you back, Joyce. Well,
what I'm working on now, my civil rights work has to do with the school-to-prison pipeline issue that I started working with in 1971 with at-risk kids here in Nashville, Tennessee. One of my passions now is suicide prevention. Uh-huh. And there's going to be a conference at St. James Missionary Baptist Church on the 18th of October.
Yes, sir.
So we're involved in making a difference, and the roots of what I do are tied very closely and deeply with the schools that I attended and worked for uh-huh. right in that.
Yes, sir. And Presiding Elder, can you urge people from all the groups that you've named to at least support the station at some level, because, you know, education is the key?
Yes. I'm influenced also by a movie called Stand and Deliver.
Mm-hmm.
Stand and deliver. It's time to stand and deliver. Don't let our institutions, family, church, and school,
mm-hmm.
be falling down because we are not supporting
Amen.
The schools and the institutions that made us who we are.
Amen. Right. Amen. So, Amen.
I think they told me I gave it the presidential. No, I didn't give it the highest level. What's the next one?
You gave in near the, I think, just past the blue and gold into the next level, into the close to the I Love WFSK and Long Live Jazz. He gave a gift of $300. Presiding Elder Troy Merritt! Yes, yes, definitely. Because we are educational radio, and what we do is unique to the community, and we're nonprofit. So as you bless those institutions, we have to pay. The station built its own ability to sustain itself because we raise our own money, so we won't be a burden to the university. And just so everyone knows, and then I'm going to let you go, university pays my salary and extra salary and benefits, and that is it. Everything else we have and accumulated, WFSK pays for all of it. So the donations that you all give to the station keep it on the air, sustained, allow us to pay the bills. It is not free to right. operate. This is a business, and we have to pay bills just like everybody else. So your gifts to the station help it to stay on the air and keep it improved and flourishing, and also as a source for everybody to do shout outs and love joys to each other all weekend yeah. and throughout the year. If we don't have a signal and a sound, you all, as Phyllis told you earlier, you're going to have to pay somebody to get your messages out. You still have to use right. money up here, too. We have underwriters and sponsors, and I do want to mention specifically my own sponsor, my show, who has been the sponsor of my show for 14 of the 18 years. This show is unique in that it produces revenue for this radio station, and I want to thank Terry W. Jones, independent agent from State Farm Insurance, for his continued support of the show to keep it on the air in Nashville. Because, I could go by the wayside, but this show has a value, so therefore it has stayed at two stations. The original sponsor of this broadcast was the R.H. Boyd Publishing Corporation, and that's how I got it started at 92Q. Mm-hmm. So y'all got the record, and you got it accurately from me, and it didn't start over to Who Shot John's and such and such's. This is a real,
all right.
This is a real broadcasting, a real talk show that has produced revenue from two different radio stations, and we're grateful to be at home here at WFSK to continue doing what we do. 100% of all the dollars that this show produces go directly into the operation of the station. So I'm not trying to be just a tiny blessing. I'm trying to bless us while God says it's so.
Yes.
And he didn't say buy a car or a fur or some Chardonnay. He said, be a blessing to the community.
Amen.
So I thank him for the air and the breath I breathe to allow me to be able to do the things that we do. Thank you to all of our guests. Thank you to all of our volunteers, all of our sponsors, everyone who tuned in, enjoyed it. We enjoy you. We love you. We thank you. X, you know, you just the family. So now we got to take the trash out. So, you know, you're the man. And Mrs. Lawson for being patient all these years. And to everyone, we thank you, we praise you, and we lift you up. And if you close us in prayer, Presiding Elder, then we can move on to some real gospel and bless Nashville for blessing us. Can you give us a closing prayer, Presiding Elder, please?
Yes, ma'am. Eternal God, who is the resurrection and the life, we're grateful for your blessing. We're grateful for this institution and community and the work that has been done through this institution. We pray, oh God, that you would give us as the public wisdom, knowledge, and courage to do what is pleasing in your sight. We pray for donors, contributors, sustainers. We pray for the upcoming reunion, class of 70. And so that all of us who are the sons and daughters of Fisk University, let us step forward first. And those who have benefited from this great institution, we pray, oh God, they will make their contributions soon. Bless us all, we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ the Savior. And the people together said amen.
Amen. Thank you,
Reverend
Presiding Elder Troy Mayer. Thank you so much. Okay, Nashville, we're getting ready to exhale. We love you. We thank you. And we ask the Lord to continue to bless and keep you. And that you always remember that we're trying to be the bright light in the community. So, X, what's next?
Up next is Real Gospel with the X-Men.
All right. Take us on in, son.
You've been listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station and its management.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
The Jazzy 88 Fall Fun Drive continues during the month of October. Your tax-deductible contributions are always welcomed year-round here at Jazzy 88. To send a contribution to support community-based public radio at Fisk University, make your check payable to WFSK. You can mail it to 1000 17th Avenue North, Nashville, Tennessee, 37208. Use your debit or credit card by calling 615-329-8754 during regular business hours or in person and even online at fisk.edu or wfskfm.org. Again, many thanks for your tax-deductible contributions to Jazzy 88 WFSK, celebrating 40 years of service in Nashville.